The team is eager to get away from this place. As they walk toward Tussauds, Gedmar calls after them. He turns back to the scaffold, where the guillotine is beheading another woman from the dancing troupe. Seemingly warmed by the human interaction with the time lost, despite his pitiful state, Gedmar is a lonely brother who misses his sibling by crowd participation, simply trying to be around others and contribute somehow. Not moments after they are out of earshot, Gedmar picks up the chance of, "Off with her head! Off with her head!" brandishing the head on his pike like a patriotic flag. These people are merely participating in the zeitgeist. They didn't create it. It was the Jacobins and the Public Safety Committee that ordered the executions. Gedmar watches the scaffold as a woman at the front of the scaffold line steps into the bascule and as it is lowered into place. The cart of heads and the other cart of headless bodies ride off. The time lost have reached the road leading toward Tussauds, going in the same direction as the cart carrying 9 of the beheaded dancers. Verena makes a perturbed expression. The headless bodies in the cart jostle. The cart circles a mass grave, still being dug and parks. Assistants open the rear door and begin dragging out bodies, like heavy furniture, and tossing them into the pit. 5 bodies follow a curved trajectory, with some parts swinging, seeming lifelessly tossed over the edge of the grave. The bodies in the mass grave are nude. A 3rd assistant is shown removing the clothes and putting them in another chest, apparently callously scavenging the clothes of the executed, more interested in their finery. Inside the rear of the cart of severed heads, jostling, moving, some eyes shut, one still moving.